This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. On Wednesday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. Despite some reservations about the lack of evidence, the 221-212 party line vote indicates backing for the inquiry guided by the Constitution's definition of high crimes and misdemeanors, potentially leading to a president's removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. This authorization extends the impeachment investigation into 2024, coinciding with Biden's reelection campaign and a potential matchup with twice impeached former President Donald Trump. There's a move to correct President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized that the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judges agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends that he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. Refinancing applications for mortgages have surged by almost 20%, propelled by rates dropping to their lowest level since July, as reported by the Mortgage Bankers Association. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it's good news. The easing has occurred while a substantial rise in unemployment's happened, too.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The decision marks the third consecutive meeting in which the central banks opted to defer interest rate hikes. The choice to keep interest rates unchanged follows the Fed's efforts over the past 2 years to address inflation by raising rates. House Democrats say there's absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have not laid a glove on President Biden, and they have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Oversight Committee ranking member Maryland's Jamie Raskin told reporters Republicans have not been able to say what crime or offense Biden committed that amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. Elon Musk launching a STEM-focused high school in the Austin, Texas area, investing $100 million of his own money, according to tax filings revealed by Bloomberg News. After relocating to Texas during the pandemic, Musk envisions expanding the initiative into a university dedicated to top-tier education. The IRS has approved his application for tax-exempt status, indicating an initial class size of around 4 dozen students. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, based on the Congressional Budget Office latest monthly budget review, they actually have it. They actually review it. You know, good news or bad news. Lately, a lot of bad news, right? And they checked out, of course, October and November. And what we're seeing, of course, is an alarming trend. The George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University and nationally syndicated columnist Veronique DeRougie is going to be joining us to tell us that, you know, Washington is still asleep at the budget wheel. And I think this is consistent with the sentiment that most Americans are having. I mean, it just sounds so incredible. You know, $33 trillion, we're heading $34 trillion. We're seeing, you know, the rates, interest rates going up. This is unsustainable when you start, you know, just for a moment and you pause and realize that the interest payment on the 33 and growing trillions of dollars of deficit that we're dealing with is rivaling our military budget at a time when, you know, more evidence is becoming quite clear that the military needs to warrior up. When you have the President of the United States saying we're running low on ammunition and you go, well, we're running low on ammunition to protect ourselves. We have a threat from China right now. We've got the Russian-Ukraine war going on. And, of course, Ukraine is begging for more ammunition and military-type support, not to mention billions of dollars. And, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got Israel and Hamas. Just, you know, a couple things that are pulling quite aggressively at our budget. Veronique joins us now. Veronique, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you write that Washington is still asleep at the budget wheel. Tell our audience what you mean.
Well, I mean that there's, first, the debt has increased by 53% in the last 4 years. And part of this is the pandemic relief, which was completely outsizing the amount of relief we should have extended. And also the effort from the Biden administration to not to preserve a lot of these temporary spending. So we have enormous amount of debt that led to inflation. Inflation led to the need to fight inflation with higher rates. And here we are in a situation where interest payments have increased by 40% since last year. it's 3% of GDP, and which is a level we haven't seen for interest payments since the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And we're in a very different situation than the early 90s, because the early 90s was when they were actually they were at the end of their fight against inflation, and I don't think we are. And Congress should be talking about the only thing we haven't talked about in Congress, really, in a very serious way. They've talked about interest rates. They've talked about fighting inflation. They've talked about all these things, but they never talk about the role that they could have in actually cutting spending.
Mm-hmm. I think they did one thing positive here. We can give Speaker Johnson the credit for this, and that is, you know, with the continuing resolution, I know some people, you know, cringed at it. Oh, no, not another CR. But he put it off into the first quarter, January and February, to deal with it, and he divided it. So this is going to be the first time in a long time, Veronique, that congressmen are going to go home and we're not have to, you know, they're not having to go home and explain a last minute omnibus, which just adds more pressure, you know, to the deficit. Right.
Yes.
So I think that's that's a positive. The other thing, though, I wanted to.
It's a positive, but discretionary spending, as much waste, fraud and abuse as there is in discretionary spending, and and things that basically the federal government does that the state or the private sector should be doing, and all of that. The real driver of our debt are the entitlement spending.
Right.
There's Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So you can cap. You can cap through a CR spending on discretionary items as much as you want. Mm-hmm. Your future problems are still the same.
Right. Well, the problem I have, and let me, if you can bear with me for just a moment, but I always, you know, it always stops me when, in the general contents, I know when people are talking about the budget, they want to put, you know, Medicare in that bundle of entitlements. You know, Medicare, and some of this is driven by Social Security, which people paid into. And so, you know, I think that what the government has done since the mid-60s in basically stealing the people's money, and now they're having a hard time because, you know, people are living longer and they're drawing from their Social Security longer, and this is putting pressure, especially when they have they've robbed the bank, so to speak. So that's, you know, that's a little bit of an issue that I have.
So there are two issues that you raised, and I will only personally disagree with you. So it is true that for years, like since the 80s, people have been overpaying taxes in order to pay for benefits. And the difference between what was needed to pay for benefit in a given year and what people who were still working were still paying, there was more revenue. And that revenue was put in a trust fund. And it is true that the money in the trust fund was exchanged. Basically, the money was given to Treasury. Treasury was spending it on roads and wars and all of that stuff and putting an IOU, right? And starting in 2010, the money that was collected through the taxes were not enough to pay for all the benefits. And so they started drawing on that trust fund. And these were the extra taxes that were paid. And that had to be, because there was no more money, it was an actual money, basically the federal government had to, Treasury had to borrow money to reimburse that share. So it added to the debt because, as you said, the government had spent that money. By the way, that's the way it was designed in the system. They weren't stealing. It was like, that's the way it was designed. The problem starting in 2030 is a different problem. It's one that we have made over promises and no one has been yet taxed for it. So it's a different problem. Both of them are problematic. Both of them add to the debt, but it's a different nature of a problem. And the scale is also enormous.
Yeah, because the debt's going to come due. I mean, you make these promises. And why do you make the promises? You know, I contend you make the promises to buy votes. And this is the cost of buying votes.
And it
seems to be of, you know, a partisan interest. And it's problematic.
I agree with you.
So do you have some money I can borrow from you?
Not at that scale. We're talking $116 trillion in the next 30 years.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side, Veronique. Thank you.
To commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I think we've lost Veronique de Rougy in the process, maybe misunderstood. I wanted her to stay on so that we'd have this, 10 more minutes to talk about how Washington is still asleep at the budget wheel. And she was touching on some, critical points here. We know we have problems here in River City. There's no doubt about it. But we need some adults in the room to handle this. And this is what happens when the budget is so influenced by political drivers. And, she mentions 53% of the budget increases because of COVID. But I maintain they use COVID as an excuse. COVID's the boogeyman. There were other reasons why that budget increased and why Joe Biden and the administration, and it's shocking to, see the lack of outrage by Republicans who say that they're concerned about the budget. So this is equal opportunity kind of stuff that's happening. But you got to be able to see why this happened. And as we laid out to you early on, that there were a lot of political debts that needed to be made up. The Democrats and all the donors, they believe, remember, if you remember, 99%, 99 million to 1% that Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. There was no way she was going to lose. And so there were a lot of promises to donors that the Democratic Party made, and they were taking it all to the bank until all of a sudden they realized they were bankrupt. And so there were four painful years that the Democrats had to endure, with their donor base. And so what did they do? They did everything they could to damage any kind of momentum, any kind of growth. I mean, everything that Donald Trump did during his 4 years of office, you got to give him full credit for it. Yes, there were some players, Mitch McConnell, what he did for the Supreme Court, a couple of other issues as well. But by and large, it was his leadership and his administration in the midst of all the resistance brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, and the Democratic Party. What did they do in those 4 years? They can't claim any success, whether we're talking the border, whether we're talking energy independence, whether we're talking about national security, how Donald Trump had brought balance to our international security position because of the damage that Barack Obama and Joe Biden had done in 8 years, the kind of damage. And, here it is. We you're finding out that the favors that were extended to Russia, but yet, what do? They project their Russian puppetry and strings. They project the strings that they are controlled by and attach them to Donald Trump. And the media was happy to go along with that and promote this big lie that was very costly. God only knows what could have happened. How much better we could have done with this economy and how much momentum we had going had there been a little bit of cooperation. But there was nothing. There was no cooperation. I mean, the Democrats did everything they could to put the stick in the spokes of this administration and put the stick in the spokes of the American people. And now here we are suffering at every economic turn because of their policies and their own ego to resist what was being done. So, they talk about looking out for, the public and the voters and stuff. That's a bunch of bull. They didn't care about that. What they care about is their donor base. And so when COVID came along and all of a sudden there was this reason, to get into the Treasury, as Ron Emanuel said, you can't let a good crisis go to waste, right? Oh, my goodness. I mean, this just opened the door. Not only did it open the door for them to cheat and commit fraud, voter fraud, at such epic levels that our head's still spinning. And it's so massive that there isn't a government official. There's not a judiciary. Our FBI, nobody is interested in looking into this. But meanwhile, we the people are suffering, when you've got almost two-thirds of the American people saying, no, this is not right. There's something greatly wrong here, what happened with this election. So this thing was massive. But bring COVID into the scene. All of a sudden, Joe Biden is able to get into the Treasury and all the carpetbaggers came to town and they started emptying shelves of the people's money. They took taxpayers' money and they started paying back these political favors that they owed to these donors that had supported them in 2016 and didn't get a return, and so they had to make up for it. So a lot of that money, if you were, are to follow the money and really break it down, you'd begin to realize that this was all to pay political favors. But they always say, oh, well, the budget increased because of COVID, or it increased because of, you know, the Ukraine war. I mean, that's all an excuse. It's just an excuse for them to go deeper into the Treasury. I mean, here you are. I mean, I think the American people were kind of shocked to find out this week that all these billions of dollars that are, you know, going to Ukraine, that what is it? I don't know, 20%, 25% somewhere, 20, 30% is to pay their pensions. It's to keep their government running. I mean, who's paying the pensions? Well, of course, that's us. The tax rate. Yeah, we're covering everybody's pension. All this stuff like the United Auto Workers, get ready. That's a nightmare down the road. You know, that's just going to come and hit us right square between the eyes. I mean, right now with what's going on, they're talking, you know, this increase is going to add $1,000 per car. Okay? So it's not like this is something that the union is paying for or the automobile industry is paying. No, it never goes that way. And you know that. We're smarter than this. We get it. Okay? They get this big, you know, this big increase and this wonderful package, and we're the dupes that get to pay for it. I mean, this is how messed up this is. This is our government in action. So this monthly budget review that Veronique was breaking down and that she wrote about, there's nuance to this, but the bottom line is that they continue to steal our money, and they continue to misappropriate it. And you look at these hard numbers, you go, wait a minute, how is this sustainable? You know, what's going to happen? Are we going to get to that point where you're just going to say, look, you got all the money you can get. There's nothing left. You know, all these promises, you know, like she talked and pointed out, these entitlements, these promises that they made. And here they are. I mean, at the end of the day, these entitlements, are people better off? Because we're giving entitlements to able working people, and we're really dumbing them down and depriving them of what our Constitution calls life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, what's enveloped in that concept is the idea that you can go out and be productive. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Okay? That is God's commandment to his creation. Now, God wouldn't have told us to do that if we were incapable of doing that. Okay? We have everything we need to have in order to do that within ourselves, for the most part. Okay? Now, I get it. And people might say, well, what about people that deal with an ill? You know, look, I even get that as well. But I also hear stories of people who carry with them disabilities that are unimaginable, and they're out there being productive. And it's like, okay, what's that about? If somebody with extreme disabilities can go out and be productive and provide for themselves, then, you know, what do we do? Something's not right. Something's not connecting here. And what's not connecting, what my heart is tied to, is what's the best part of that for that individual? What's in the best interest of that individual? Well, I say that when we are obeying God and we're doing what he called us to do, to be fruitful and multiply, okay, be fruitful, that part, if we're true to that, then there is reward. And the reward is that, in terms of self-esteem. And we saw this happen during the transition, or the 8 years of the Obama years, right? You know, people were depressed. They weren't very happy because there weren't very many jobs, you know, out there. I mean, there weren't a lot of people working. And when people are not working, they're not very happy. And this is what's happening right now. And even though these numbers right now, we may have low unemployment numbers that are happening, I think there's more behind that. In typical of, you know, government transparency, I don't think we're getting the whole truth. And I think in her report, Washington's Still Asleep at the Budget Wheel, I believe Veronique suggests as much as she analyzes this monthly budget review. Well, thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. is featuring a portrait of Oprah Winfrey, created by Chicago-based artist Sean Michael Warren. The full-length artwork depicts Winfrey in a floor-length purple gown holding an olive branch on her estate in Montecito, California. The renowned talk show host attended the unveiling ceremony in the museum's courtyard this week. Los Angeles poised to host Super Bowl 61 at the SoFi Stadium, the shared home of the Rams and Chargers, according to sources cited by ESPN. The decision on the location for the 2027 championship football game is set for a vote by NFL owners in Dallas. The upcoming Super Bowls will take place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home of the Raiders, the Superdome in New Orleans, home of the Saints, and Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, home field of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, at times, the climate crisis may seem insurmountable. As emission targets are set, then missed, then set again, some are left wondering if anything can tip the scales. With its transformative capabilities, generative AI can analyze environmental data in an instant, uncovering patterns that lead to game-changing insights. With more details, we're joined with IBM's global sustainability leader, Ode Abash. Ode, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Bill. Nice to be here.
Well, help us understand. I mean, we're hearing a lot about generative AI. Help us understand how that plays a role. And also, sustainability. Another new word that people are running into. So let's have a moment and explain how these two come together to where it can make things a lot better for us.
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me here. Well, let me start with the second part of your question, sustainability. You're right, Bill. This is a word that we hear time and time again. So just to kind of set some context for your listeners here, when we talk about sustainability, we're talking about very, very broad definitions. So everything from climate issues to deforestation to biodiversity loss, loss of species, human rights abuse. It's a very, very broad church, okay? Mm-hmm. And when we talk about Gen AI, it's a technology, an enabler, which can be used in the right way to help decision makers make better informed decisions faster, to then hopefully drive the right outcomes in tackling some of the existential threats and issues that you started the call with.
Yeah, because when you talk about sustainability, and you're talking every aspect of life on the planet as we know it, right, basically?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Okay, and you know, I've just come back from spending a few days down at COP28, and I hear you loud and clear when you talk about commitments and promises being made and then not delivered on, and the same goes on and on. Okay, so you know, we are clearly grappling with a number of fundamental challenges. Technology has an enormous role to play, but fundamentally, this only gets solved with the right leadership, with the right courage, and people coming together from both public and private enterprise. And technology is a tool, it's an enabler, but ultimately it needs to be used in the right way by people.
Mm-hmm. And O'Day, you know, I know that because we had a lot of reports from COP28, and you know, everybody that's involved, I don't think people want to be unproductive. They want to be productive. Put a lot of energy and effort into this, and talking about, okay, what is the future of our planet, and how do we play a role as proper stewards so that we make sure that you know, it sustains, and that we're monitoring these you know, these critical key points, so that you know, at the end of the day, we have consistency, and it's not, you know, people have a feeling like, wait, this seems like more theory than fact, and I need to know what I can count on here. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is fair. And look, I'm a father to two young boys, so I like many of your listeners, I feel very, very committed to doing our best to tackle some of these issues. Okay, and it is difficult. Okay, I think what I would encourage people is to remain optimistic, to remain positive, because actually the reality is we have most of these solutions in our hands today. This comes down to a will and a willingness on both policymakers, public, private, coming together to enact what needs to be done to make the right sustainable decisions for the planet. Okay, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's certainly right within our toolkit.
Well, and hopefully it is, you know, what leads it is a sense of, you know, credibility and honesty, to where you say, okay, look, we're still working through this, or, you know, yes, we got this part right, or we can improve this, and to be more transparent about the process. Yeah. I think if you're able to accomplish that, then you're going to have more people coming behind and participating, you know, to the goal that we should all have. We should have a sustainable goal, should we not?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I mean, you talk about sort of transparency. Okay, so one of the biggest issues with addressing and acting on sustainability ambition and turning it into action, as we like to talk about, is a lack of available data, a lack of transparency around the data. And data is important, not because I work at IBM and we're a technology company, just to be clear, but data is important because if you don't measure stuff, you can't
manage
it. Okay, and if you don't manage it, then you don't provide the right outcomes. So actually, you talked about generative AI at the outset. Okay, this is a wonderful technology that enables decision makers, enables leaders, executives in government and in public enterprise to get better access to data and to actually study and detect patterns and insights that perhaps weren't easily available before. And then it comes down to humans, men and women, making the right calls, making the right decisions, and that requires true collaboration. People need to look at this from an end-to-end perspective, not just maximizing their own patch, because ultimately we do have just the one planet today, and we need to do our best to look after that for the benefit of everyone. And actually, this is a really important point. So you hear about people talk about a just transition. As we move away from fossil fuel and a carbon economy, we need to do that in a way that actually looks after all people. And I'm not going to get into details of sort of north and south and so on. I'm sure you guys will be familiar with that, but there's clearly an earnest sort of responsibility on all of us to take into consideration all people as we make these decisions.
Right. And it's so important that that there be agreement, that we understand what the vision is, what the mission is, and what role we can play in order to achieve that mission. And this, I think, has been the challenge. This has been the challenge from day one. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you're spot on, okay? And I mean, look, these things are complicated, okay? If it was simple, we wouldn't be here talking about it, let's be clear, okay? Mm-hmm. So these issues that we're trying to solve from an overall planet perspective are clearly very, very complicated, and they have different vested interests from many different parties, okay? And, you know, my hope is that as we have one COP after another, is that slowly but surely we make progress, not as fast as we would like, not as fast as we need to, candidly, okay? But progress is being made. And we need to kind of create the right environment where public, private enterprise come together and make some of these fundamentally important decisions, okay?
Yeah.
And from a technology perspective, we need to deploy and use technologies like generative AI to help us make better decisions and to make them faster and then get on and implement. We've had too much talk, as you said at the beginning, and really we don't have much time left for action. So we need to use every tool at our disposal.
Well, you encourage me and you encourage our audience with this transparency and information, Odeh Abash. Odeh joined IBM Consulting as the global sustainability leader in August of this year, bringing extensive experience in scaling businesses and a background in management consulting. Odeh, what are three things every business leader should know about generative AI?
Okay, so always hard to kind of start with the top three, but look, the way I look at it is, this is a technology that is going to be used more and more widely, okay? So I think it's incumbent on all leaders, regardless of where they work, is to familiarize themselves and, equally importantly, to get their own employees to feel more comfortable. There's a certain amount of anxiety around with generative AI for all sorts of reasons. I think as leaders, it's important that we not only get ourselves more comfortable with the technology and how it can be used, but actually invest in our own people and get them trained up, okay? I think that's very important. And I would say, secondly, one should realize that Gen AI and technologies like it are what we would call a team sport. It's not the preserve of one man or woman who has a great title sitting on the board, okay? And actually, that involves working outside of your organization with a broader ecosystem of partners. I think that's very important, okay? Because that's when you really harness the full power of the technology. And the third one is just be mindful that this technology, like any other preceding it, isn't a solution for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be thoughtful in how it's deployed and when it's deployed, because it's also quite energy hungry. So it would be remiss of me not to mention that one needs to be careful with how the technology is utilized, okay? And done in the right way, you can minimize the energy consumption. And that's very important because, you know, data centers today consume 1% of global electricity, okay? That number is only going to increase. So done in the right way, you can save 20, 30, 40% of the energy consumption in data centers and therefore reduce emissions as well.
Odeh Abash has been our guest. Odeh, where can people go for more information?
Sure. Thank you for asking. I would encourage your listeners to go to ibm.com/IBV. That stands for Institute for Business Value. That's our thought leadership arm inside IBM. So please take a look there. There'll be a lot of collateral that is widely available for people to use, and there'll be contact details as well if people want to follow up.
He's the global sustainability leader for IBM. Odeh Abash has been our guest. Thank you, Odeh. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
This report is sponsored by Boston Scientific. By age 60, more than half of men will have an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH for short. Symptoms of BPH can include waking up several times a night to urinate, a weak or interrupted stream, or feeling a sudden urge to go, all of which can disrupt daily activities. Treatment options range from behavior modification and watchful waiting to medications, minimally invasive treatments, and surgery. One minimally invasive BPH treatment option is Rezume water vapor therapy. This procedure uses natural energy stored in water vapor to remove the excess prostate tissue pressing on the urethra, providing lasting symptom relief while preserving sexual function. One study of 255 men showed a 94% overall satisfaction rate with the procedure experience. Here is Dr. Arpit Shah from Associated Urological Specialists to share more about how Rezume therapy works.
Rezume water vapor therapy offers a minimally invasive solution for patients with an enlarged prostate, actively addressing the issue by reducing excess tissue rather than merely pushing it to the side. This procedure can take a matter of minutes to complete in a single office visit. Patients can resume their regular activities within a matter of days and can experience noticeable symptom improvement in just a few weeks. Research has shown the long-lasting benefits of Rezume, with one study finding that many patients have relief from their symptoms through 5 years following the procedure.
As with any medical treatment, there are risks involved. Potential risks associated with Rezume include but are not limited to painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, decrease in ejaculatory volume, urinary tract infection, inability to urinate or completely empty the bladder, and urgent need to urinate. Talk to your doctor about the benefits and risks associated with Rezume therapy. To learn more, visit rezum.com. Dr. Shah is a paid consultant of Boston Scientific. He was not compensated for his quote within this audio clip.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Evie Bear Carroll. Yes, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. The child is being taken care of. He is in swaddling clothes in preparation of 11 days from now when we celebrate the greatest gift that God ever gave us. Right, Evie?
That's right. And I understand that because I've got a little tiny baby.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And I'm surprised they haven't been taking advantage of you because when tiny babies, I mean, this time of year, I mean, you got to be in a manger. You got to. You're conscripted, right? I mean, because you're in the business. I mean, you're just incidentally walking by. Oh, Emmy, there you are. Oh, you're pregnant. We can use you for this part. Or, oh, you got a baby. We're going to use you, right?
Yeah, exactly. You should have played a little, in a play, but we didn't do it this year, so.
Well, maybe for the next one. So to be continued. Stay tuned for details. How are you doing with the Christmas, the whole ambiance and everything? You're in Southern California. I'm here in Florida. It's not much, you can't really get this feel of Christmas. But last night I kind of, decided I'm going to take a break and I'm going to put a Christmas movie on. And I realized how much I appreciate Christmas movies because they help you get in the mood. Because you have these Christmas stories in the backdrop of where there's snow and, Christmas music is the continual refrain. And it just kind of lifts your spirit. Even if you can't see it in person, we're grateful for great movies, even bad movies, that give you the feel for Christmas,
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many movies this year, stuff like Up TV and GAC are just producing more and more movies than mm-hmm. ever on Christmas. And it's so fun to get into. Yeah, no matter what level of, mm-hmm. Oscar nomination it is, it's just fun to get in the spirit of it. And it's
exactly.
fun to watch them. And we have.
Yeah, because most of the stories, like you say, most of the stories, the storyline are so family friendly. It's like, Great American Pure Flicks, what they've done, which, by the way, we only have a couple more left to give away. So if you're interested in a 6-month free subscription, they've been kind enough to give that to us. So we're passing it on, paying it forward. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, make sure you put down I'm a winner. That way I know it's about this promotion. And if we pull your name out, you could get a free subscription 6 months. Just want to take you all through Christmas. You can binge to your heart's content and all the way through Easter, 6 months absolutely free, compliments of the Great American PureFlix Christmas promotion. And they've been known, Evie, as you know, I mean, PureFlix, binging Christmas music, it's almost synonymous, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, they're such a great program, right? Because they always have stuff that's, you know, wholesome and, you know, you can trust and you can turn on and you won't, you know, it'll follow your, belief system.
Yes,
it's a wonderful
exactly.
Thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's take a look at what's happening on the big screen. Godzilla Minus One.
That's right. And this is a movie that is deeper than you'd ever think it would be, because you think, oh, it's just a Godzilla movie, with a big monster. But there's actually a lot of heart to this one, and it talks a lot about, because what it's talking about is the war, 1940s, right after World War II, remember those kamikaze pilots were deployed on suicide missions, and it was so crazy, and this was such an interesting time in history. There was one character in the movie, he is a war veteran, and he doesn't want to do any harm to people, and so that's the storyline is really about him and also him. He meets a woman who has a child, and he adopts the child. And so it's really beautiful in terms of that, because he's protecting the life of this little child and kind of the conversation about war and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And I take it that in this Godzilla movie, all the lips sync up with the words, right? You probably don't remember this because you're too young, but when I was growing up, they had the early Godzilla movies. It was hysterical because they were always out of sync. The lips never matched up with the word, because I think it was originally done, obviously in a foreign language. I say obviously. And so then they're trying to do the best they can, making it available for English languages and for English viewers. And they had a hard time. Because that was a running joke, even as we were little kids, going, their lips don't match. So, but this one does. So you can have comfort. You don't have to worry about that. Let's talk about The Velveteen Rabbit. This is fun.
Yeah, this is a really beautiful movie. It's a slower-paced movie. You know, we don't always have to have stuff that's super high, you know, energy and all that kind of stuff. This is a slower-paced movie because, it's a British story. And so this is about a little boy who's having troubles connecting with other children, and he gets this rabbit, teddy, stuffy animal. Mm-hmm. But the stuffy animal, the little rabbit, is having trouble connecting with other toys. Mm-hmm. And so what a cute thing. They have each other, right? And so it's
yes.
a sweet story. I'm saying, the rabbit is talking as like, in Toy Story, where they're talking to each other, to the other toys. And so it's really cute. It's very full of warmth. You know, it's just a nice movie to have. Just a feel good movie. Right. Mm-hmm. And has, great values in it. And so you just love to find those kind of more simple movies and feel good movies.
Well, with the title of the movie is Velveteen, that is soft and warm, isn't it? I mean, just it's appropriately titled, so it helps set the stage. And, of course, as you say, you love the British pacing. I mean, and I think about it sometimes, because we have to really slow ourselves down, which is, it's not all that bad, to kind of, match up with the pacing of British movies at times. But I imagine we probably brain bruise them whenever they watch anything from America. It's like we got too many things exploding, things moving way too fast, and they probably have to. Maybe they have some sort of adjustment there in European televisions where they can slow down the movie just a little bit, for what comes out of the West. I'm just saying.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, did you get a chance to see Migration? Have you had a chance to review that yet?
Migration is a wonderful movie. I don't know if you saw it, but
yes, we talked with Benjamin Renner, the director, this
yes,
week. What a great guy! He was a super guy.
He was a great guy, right? Because he was from France, and there's a lot of animation going on in France. And I thought that there were some great themes about family in the movie, and, you know, wonderful themes of, you know, parenting and wonderful themes of siblings. And obviously those dynamics, like they get into fights because that's real life, right?
Mm-hmm,
but it's
right.
How you kind of overcome it, right? And how you love each other in the midst of all the chaos around you. And that's so family, right? Because
yeah.
we need that reminder that we could stick together and love each other, even though, you know, we get on each other's last nerve.
Yeah. And the thing is on the other side of that last nerve being so irritated is you realize, to your point, is that, wow, you know, the family would be different without you. And that every family member contributes something of value to that unit. But if you're angry and mean toward the other and you want to cancel their participation, everybody loses in the process. So, you know, the positive thing is you come away from, you know, this this storyline and being uplifted and, yes, appreciating, maybe looking at your siblings a little bit different, you know, and the people that make up the family unit a little bit different. You know, I had said that, you know, you watch this movie and it's like, I think people are going to, you know, especially little kids, are going to want to become mallards and start flying. join in the wonderful and adventurous mallard life. But yeah, there are some characteristics about the mallard that Benjamin said that, you know, was part of the story, is that, you know, I thought, you know, you think all birds migrate. And in some cases, there are birds that don't. They're just happy to be where they are, and they don't migrate. And I never thought about that before. I don't know why, but just never came into my realm. Did you know that some birds didn't migrate?
No, I did not know that.
Did you even care?
So,
did you even care?
I did not know that. Yeah. And then the movie says, you know, it's that the father's too nervous to leave and get out of his comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And the mom says, you know, we should do this for the family and we should go on an adventure for the family. And the mom's right. And I'm a mom and I support this message.
Exactly. Yeah, these boots are made for walking, buddy, let me tell you. You got a story about Brad Pays. This is a sweet story. He's opening up a free toy store for families in need. I mean, 'tis the season, right?
It's so wonderful that Brad Paisley and his wife Kimberly are doing this charity. We're opening up toys for, you know, for kids that need it, and kind of like a shop for people to come and just have a free toy store. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I mean, and what a blessing to his family and all the people there in the community that are going to be able to take advantage of this. You know, and there's probably so many other stories around Christmas of people. You know, we hear about Brad Paisley because he's such a star, but how many other stories in the Naked City of everyday folks just doing similar things to reach out to, you know, people who are having a hard time this Christmas and, you know, and gifting? Because this is the season, isn't it? I mean, there's just a natural reaction, you know, to give, isn't there? I love
yes.
this time of year.
It's so wonderful.
You got it. Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.